She reduces, reuses, and recycles. She talks the talk and walks the walk. She doesn't tell you what to think. She just wants you to. She's Mrs. Green. And this is Mrs. Green's World on the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. And now, Mrs. Green.
Welcome, everybody. You are indeed listening to the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. We don't tell you what to think, but we really want you to. That's my tagline. I love it, and I know a lot of you do think, and you let me know what you're thinking. So thank you for joining me. This show is sponsored by the Fairfax Companies, and I never get tired of saying that their dedication to improving the environment through creative and innovative business practices is indeed why Fairfax is the leader in the business of sustainability. Thank you, Jason, and all your team for your support of Mrs. Green's World. We wouldn't be here without you, and you know that's the truth. We are live today on a very rainy day in Tucson, so I want to do a little shout out to the thousands of riders who are participating in a big event for us here in the Southwest, El Tour de Tucson. People ride for all kinds of charities, raise money for a lot of good causes. Be careful out there. It's a long ride. There's lots of rain, and all I can say is just be careful. Our thoughts are with you. I am very happy to introduce two guests that are long overdue for my show, but timing is always perfect. And my only challenge will be to say Alok's name right, and I think I can do it. Appadurai.
That's Alok, correct.
What do you think? Oh my gosh, I'm so happy. And Jade Beal,
yes.
owners of Fed by Threads, a company that sells organic clothing. Clothing that's made in America, a company that feeds the hungry at the same time. So you can tell by my voice, I am beyond thrilled to have both of you here and so impressed with what you're doing for the community and even maybe more importantly for this planet of ours, because she needs a lot of help. Mother Earth is calling and you're helping on so many levels.
Thanks for having us, Gina.
It's exciting and the time will fly. So let me do a very bright spotlight on one of our national sponsors who are they're unbelievable. The longer I'm on the Mrs. Green journey, the more I genuinely respect companies like Ecobella. And I always say it's eco with two C's. They're a skincare company that uses words like intelligent beauty, compassion, trust, and kindness to describe who they are and what they offer to their customers. And I want to add words ethical and effective, because their products work, as an Ecobella consumer for their skincare products. I would love for you to check them out and give them a try, as I say every week, and hopefully it'll land on a lot of you. We all need to step up and buy from companies that are committed to ethical sourcing, to non-toxic ingredients, and walk the walk in terms of sustainable practices. Ecobella does. Please visit them, try their products, write to me about what I think. You can find them at www.ecobella2c's.com. Okay, now on with the many questions I have for our guests. I'm just going to say it again because I want to practice it. I know it's Alok Appadurai.
Yep, Appadurai.
Appadurai. Appadurai. Okay, that's good. It really matters to me. And Jade Beal, who are the owners of Fed by Threads. And as I said, a company that sells organic clothing, clothing that's made in the United States, that's sold right here in Tucson, Arizona, and that feeds hungry people with every purchase, if I am correct in my research.
That is
not with
correct.
Your gross revenue profits.
That's right.
With every purchase.
Every
That's
single
right.
purchase. And more importantly, hungry Americans is what we specialize
hungry
in.
Hungry Americans.
Well, there are great projects that focus on feeding people in other countries, like where my dad's from, India. And this project really kicked off. We never intended to be in fashion. You know, if you'd asked me 10 years ago, you know, you're going to be selling clothes, you and Jade are going to be doing this thing, I would have said, no way. But we got a letter from the Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona, and it was one of those letters that sort of just shifts your life a little bit. You can't read it and then say, well, I'm just going to keep going on with my day and do nothing.
Yeah,
and
that's
just,
really too bad.
That's right.
Oh,
right.
Well.
Oh, 50 million Americans face food insecurity, or 17 million American kids aren't quite sure where their next meal's coming from. And she was 8 months pregnant. We kind of, you know, got to thinking, hey, you know, we got to do something.
And we're both, I've done a lot of humanitarian work, and it was right in my face. Here it is. I can do something in my own backyard to help people who need my help.
And so we started talking to the food bank, saying, you know, how can we get involved? We have a small studio downtown and we have, you know, thriving community. And we said, well, you know, we have to raise some awareness in our community and we have to do something that might feed some meals, you know, here in this country. And we realized, well, you know, the community had been asking us to make a community dance shirt. And to be honest with you, we really didn't just want to do just another throwaway shirt. And on top of it, Jade was, you know, 8 months pregnant. And the idea of, you know, taking on another project was, you know, a little insane.
Maybe enough on our plate right now.
That's right. You know, so she had a poem that we wanted to do on a shirt. And we, you know, we just came up with this tiny, tiny idea that was really doable. I mean, that, you know, and we said, you know, hey, why don't we finally make that shirt? And you know, we'll cover the cost of 12 meals through the Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona and Feeding America, which is a nationwide network of 201 food banks.
And we're walking in the duck pond and we're like, fed by threads. Yes.
Oh my gosh. I love how
she's bulging pregnant. Bulging pregnant.
By threads.
Yeah, and that was it.
Feed people through threads. This is great.
That's how I felt when it was the tagline for our show. We don't tell you what to think. We just want you to. It was like, it just stuck.
That's right.
I mean, it's one of those moments where you say, this is it. This is it. And I think this is one of those little tangent moments that I think bears going off on. People don't understand generally that if you give money to the food bank, it turns into at least 10 times
exactly
what you give it, what you give if you give food. So I'm not saying that people don't give food because it's used, but if you can give even $10, it turns into 100.
It does. And sorting food for them is a big task. They have to have a lot of volunteers, you know, and which is amazing and awesome. And you're right.
And it makes you feel good. Mm-hmm. But the real giving absolutely that results in the most return on investment.
It's like magic.
Yeah. We're going to do that with Chapman. We did food drives for 2 years. And then the community food bank came and said, so all the Chapman dealerships, we're going to try and get $10 from every employee.
Exactly.
And that will turn into 100 for everyone that gives us.
Well, it's a great point, Gina, because at first we were thinking, well, we'll just become a year-round drop-off point for our community members to bring food and we'll have a big bin. And then, you know, someone will have to pick the bin up and drive it over to the food bank. And as we started learning, you know, they get a lot of food donated that would have been going to waste in other circumstances, but they still have overhead. People say to me, how can you do 12 meals every time someone buys a piece of clothing from Fed by Threads?
Whether it's a baby onesie or a more fashionable jacket.
What we say is, well, the food banks have, you know, overhead of person power, fuel, warehouse space, utilities.
They're growing every year, hugely.
Which is an unfortunate part of their growing hunger problem. And so, yeah, that was it. We realized if we take portions of each piece, we can cover an exponentially large number of meals.
But what that impacts, that I'm proud to say, that you don't ever brag about, is that means that your lives, your personal lives, in terms of your own personal income and the ability that you have to, you know, feed your dreams that might be material or require cash, you're putting that in a perspective of, we're going to get there, but we're going to do it
absolutely
by being a part of the community. I mean, I want to applaud that because it's like, not hurry up and give it all for me. It's hurry up and let's give people help and we will grow, do well by doing
absolutely
good. That's how I feel.
I appreciate that, Gina. I mean, you know, it's making short-term sacrifices. Both Jade and I have done various things in our lives that have all had common themes. You know, what sacrifices are we going to make? Yes, do we want to have a good life? We do. And we work really hard for that. But whether it's through Jade's dance classes that she's been doing forever, it's through my work as a teacher when I was younger, then my work in clean energy, it's all sort of had this broader idea of, you know, what is our role in helping people, helping the planet? We may not have ever dreamed of being clothes sellers.
Definitely not.
But I want to ask you about that because to me, there's a macro question. I have been saying pretty much not on the air, but there are going to be more shows about fashion in the new year. And I like to be upbeat and positive and dream a world that's a better place. But at some point you have to start. Your base level has to be, to me, what I call fashion at this point in general is filthy fashion. And I'm upset with it. I'm obsessed with it. I went to this Go Green conference in New York. And that's why I said the timing of you two being on the show is great because I sometimes make jokes and it's really not funny. So it's one of those painful jokes. Mm-hmm. I feel, well, I wonder how many people burned down so that I could wear this shirt that costs $5. And I think it's time for my show to really step up and say, this is what's going on inside of me, folks. I don't want the blood of children on my t-shirt. Mm-hmm. And that is not an exaggeration because kids are dying. So let's you guys tell me how filthy is the fashion industry. Yeah. And we will end up on a very positive note.
Absolutely.
We will, but we have to, like, the facts, they have to hurt a little bit, and then we just see, okay, what can we do?
Sure. And it's a great point. You know, I spent about 10 years quite angry about a lot of things. And what I love about your show is that focus on what are the actions we can do, starting with our own lives, right?
So choices.
The choices that we make. And so you're absolutely right. There's a lot of challenges in the global fashion industry, and they're driven by the fact that people buy these things, right? So, right, you want that $5 shirt you just mentioned. So in order for executives at companies to make you a $5 shirt, which they've heard that you want, they're going to make choices like, well, we've got to get rid of these workers who cost this much in this country, and we've got to scour the globe to find a place that has low worker safety standards that we can pay people very little and drive
them. That don't care if we dump all our toxic water from the toxic dyes that we use.
Spraying the crap out of them with insecticides.
Because they don't have any, you know, environmental standards. So right, awesome.
Using cottons that are pesticide driven and the workers are sprayed by pesticides. So
the $4 shirt is getting cheaper and easier to manufacture.
And then people look at that beautiful stack of $4 shirts in 12 different colors and they say, it's only $4. I'll buy them all. And then what happens? Your instant gratification with those shirts wears out in a couple months. So you take them to Goodwill because they only cost $4.
My husband has been saying that since way before Mrs. Green was born. You That's get right. what you pay for. Mm-hmm. And if you buy a cheap t-shirt the fourth time in the dryer, you're wondering which is the top and which is the bottom. And it's like, oh, I don't think we're going to go back there again. But look at our demographic. Mm-hmm. We are powerful financially.
Exactly.
We have a lot of purchase power. And believe me, there are lots of us that are really waking up and saying, I'm not going to wear a shirt that was $4.
Purchase power is like voting power. You're voting when you buy that.
We don't think we have
it. And we don't think that our choices really matter. Oh, it's just me. It's just, I'm just one person buying that $4 shirts or 10 of those $4 shirts. But the thing is, the CEOs, they're smiling like, yeah, we want to get you. We want to hook you. You do matter. You think you don't matter, but you do matter. And we're going to figure out how to hook you with this $4 shirt.
We certainly don't want you to think about where it came from.
Well, definitely here's a little secret. If we don't want those things to exist, if we don't buy them, they won't make them.
Mm-hmm. Companies that make that things
that you
happen.
Won't
that's,
buy,
yeah.
Those companies go out of business. So they're only making those things because enough people, individuals, have said, oh, you know, actually, I want that dress for $14. And I'm going to get two colors of it. But, you know, the upside is that there is a major movement happening. And this is what we really like to focus on. There's a movement back, especially of young people who are starting to say, wait a second. I don't think this adds up. And, you know, I think that's a piece that I'd like to get into because we actually didn't start perfect.
And we sure still didn't.
Is wonderful to tell that story because it's daunting to some people. Yeah. They say, well, I could never live up to that standard.
Exactly.
It's a journey, and a journey of a lifetime begins as a single step. I didn't start as this radical now that I'm a closet radical that says filthy fashion. I'm like, oh yeah, go ahead, buy
filthy
that.
Filthy fashion.
Blood of children. I mean, who says that? I do.
Right. No,
absolutely. And that's okay because it's like, that's cool. And every day we're practicing to be more conscious, more aware, more kind. And that's the very best we can be.
Yeah,
that's
and guilt-free shopping at Goodwill because somebody else bought it. So I do a lot of secondhand, but you don't always want secondhand.
And people ask me, how can you get on to this journey? And what I say is, you know, start with a single choice. Make one tiny change in your life.
And you adjust.
You'll adjust to that change, right? Maybe you'll buy one organic piece of fashion and you'll see how does that work for you. But then it starts stemming into other parts of your life. But I think getting back to the Fed by Threads journey, we started with just 30 shirts on the rack that we had just gone on the internet.
We just picked a cute shirt. It was burnout cotton. We were like, oh, that's cute. Yeah, we didn't get, you know, it was cheap enough. You know, like, great, this is awesome. We got them in a box. We opened them up. No even concept of where were they made.
Right.
What are they made of? We weren't even there. We're like, we're
They're
feeding 12 meals.
And inexpensive.
Inexpensive. We're going to print them. We're feeding 12 meals. It has a Rumi poem on it. Rockin'. Like,
yes.
We're good to go.
Rumi. Love Rumi.
And then not too far into it, we live, you know, in a very awesome community. Like, well, why don't you do organic? You know, and we were like, oh, God. What?
Well, are you using, you know, fabrics that destroy the earth?
Right.
Well, that's a real pick-me-up. You know?
And you're outsourcing your labor, and you know about, you know,
so you're destroying the U.S. economy. Great.
Great.
Good
Other
work.
Than that, we love your shirts
that's
and your
right.
shops.
Right.
Awesome.
I mean, kudos that you're feeding 12 meals, but, you know, think about what you're doing.
I can just see Amy doing that. My friend Amy, she calls me out, believe me. She's a friend of yours. And she's like, well, that's not really how it goes. And I'm like, okay, lay it on me, chickie. Lay it on me. Okay, so let's go to the aha moment.
Right.
And then you don't just flip a switch. Right. So how do you talk about what it means, made in the USA, where you get it, organic, how do you make sure fair trade if you're buying it in the USA, yep. hopefully. I mean, some people have been saying don't necessarily assume buying the USA means no mm-hmm. slave wages and mm-hmm. sweatshops mm-hmm. and then animal free and vegan. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think most people think I'm going to buy a shirt that's vegan,
right.
but I'm reading about it more and more right. and more. So why don't you both take a shot at that?
Sure. You know, let's go with the first question. So there's still work to be done.
Always.
Always. And I've learned so much about the supply chain. We're a very small family. Our resources aren't huge. We are maxing out what we can do. But there's still elements that I would like to fix. But where did we start? Well, we said either we have to kill Fed by Threats and just have this not be a project that goes any further, or we've got to start over and we've got to find US-based tailors that will.
And that's not an easy task.
I know.
But we're really thrilled to say, if we fast forward, we now have more tailors based in California, North Carolina, Alabama, and we have our first dress coming off the line here in Tucson.
Yes.
We're manufacturing here in Tucson a vintage hemp dress that's going to be fabulous. So actually what turned out to
and be... And we know most of our tailors personally. You know, we see them, we say hi. I mean, it's like, it's there. You like you get to see it. It's not some weird thing that...
Get them and have them show your factory on Skype. I did that once when I bought a dress, and it wasn't made in the United States. And I said, I need to know this mm-hmm. is not being made. It was for a very mm-hmm. big... special event in my life, and the designer was here and I said, I need to see it on Skype. Mm-hmm. I need to see where the factory
right.
is. So yeah,
listen,
get
Gina,
it.
We got in the car when we met our
first tailors,
our first yes. main tailors. They were 12 hours away. Our son
we
was no
sure
more
if our car would make
we
it.
We didn't know if our car would make it. It was a 17-year-old car, right? We and
oh
our
gosh.
Son was
we
5
had to.
Months
that
old.
Was the next step, or else
because we're kind of old school like that, where we really believe in face to face.
Not just American tailors, but American tailors who are using sustainable fabrics.
That was the other piece.
Yeah,
low impact dyes, recycling what they use, really conscious people.
So the whole thread, no pun intended, had to weave through this. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and that's another part of it is that people who dedicate their lives to sustainable fabrics and revitalizing the U.S. economy are just the type of people that I'm thrilled to get on the phone with. We're not sitting there arguing and haggling over pennies.
Right.
We just don't have that culture of business.
It's a shared vision.
It's, you know, when I know when they say, hey, this is what it's going to cost to do this, I don't sit there and say, hey, you know, shave a nickel off that sucker. You know, I just know that they're giving me the best number. And now over time, you go season after season after season and you say, hey, this is who I want to be talking to. I'm thrilled to get on the phone with our tailors in different parts of the country because I like them.
They speak your language and all that means besides English.
It's not the low-priced economy.
No, I love that. And that's what people are looking for. We have so much more to talk about. We have a quick break. There are things I want to talk about in terms of what kinds of things you have. We have to mention your website numerous times. The part of giving back to the food bank. I want to talk about Black Friday. Mm. And I want to talk about options that you'll have for that. Because my newsletter was, there's no Black Friday for Mrs. Green. And I did not encourage people to not shop. Shop. Mm-hmm. But go and do your homework. And go to Fed by Threads. And go to Chris Mack. And all Bookman's. All of the places that support us in our charitable giving when we need a donation. And are hiring, you know, for me, hiring our children if they need a job.
That's right.
If you're going to eat out, don't go to flippin' Applebee's. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Go to Renee's mm-hmm. Organic Oven or some mm-hmm. great place downtown. Okay, we are going to have to take a short break, which don't be surprised if I talk right through one of these times and all of a sudden I get cut off. It's all good. In studio with me, I am thrilled to have the founders of Fed by Threads, Alok Apadurai,
yay!
And Jude Beal. We will be right back. I am never going to say that wrong again. We're talking about filthy fashion and clean fashion, people that have absolutely taken on a commitment to the high road, that are making it work, that everyone in Tucson is talking about. And we're going to find out about their 6 new flagship stores all over the country that I'm planning in my vision board. That'll be the surprise. So please stay here with me. More about the wonderful things these two people are doing. We'll be right back. Hi there, this is Mrs. Green. Fuel efficiency is picking up speed thanks to the new 48 turbocharged miles per gallon Volkswagen Jetta Hybrid. When you hear numbers like 48 highway miles per gallon and 42 city miles per gallon, you might think the Jetta Hybrid is more about fuel efficiency than fun. But for all its good looks and eco-responsibility, this Jetta gets its power from a turbocharged engine capable of 170 horsepower. And when you experience its ultra-fast 7-speed DSG automatic transmission, you'll realize that the Jetta has a lot more going on under the hood than your average hybrid. Yes, this new Jetta is quick and fun to drive, but it's still got the incredible efficiency you'd expect from a hybrid. How fuel efficient is it? Well, all you need to do is look, because each VW hybrid shows your energy usage and driving range on its touchscreen display. When you see how much fuel you're saving, you'll be pleasantly surprised by how economical this little speed demon can be. Please visit Chapman Volkswagen at 4500 East 22nd Street in Tucson or ChapmanTucson.com to find out more.
Bookman Sports Exchange is now open at 3330 East Speedway. We're taking our passion and experience of buying, selling, and trading books and music and applying it to the world of sporting goods, outdoor, and fitness gear. We are giving you another way to save money on the things that you love. Bookman style. Remember, Bookman Sports Exchange. Sporting goods, outdoor, and fitness gear now open daily from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Speedway east of Country Club. Check out bookmans.com for more info.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we don't tell you what to think, we just want you to. And I hope that by 2014, there is a video component to this that you could have seen us all dancing to the music, because it makes it fun. It's really a fun, informative show because of the quality of the guests I get. And we're having a blast. I am so happy to have in studio with me the founders of Fed by Threads, Alok Apadurai and Jude Beal, and we're having fun talking about how they're making a very filthy industry clean and sustainable, a local icon. I mean, everybody says to me, and I'm not kidding, I have guilt runneth over on the air, making a commitment. I'm going down there. I mean, I've seen like at least 7 things on your website that have Mrs. Green screaming about them.
So we'll have a blast. Come
we will
down.
Have a blast.
He's like a personal fashion assistant. He loves it so
much. Made for me.
I got 4 dresses that I would love to put you in.
Yes, he would.
You hear that, everybody? Mrs. Green is going shopping. I like that, and I feel good about it. So how about we go for a minute into, you told me, and I had not seen it yet, that you, Alok, just did a TED Talk.
That's right.
Let's talk about that for a minute, because I don't want to gloss over how filthy the fashion industry is, because to know better is to do better. Mm-hmm. I'm a big Rumi fan. Mm-hmm. So Rumi will say, you know, get your information and then come meet me out in the field. Mm-hmm. Beyond wrong doing and right doing. Now, mm-hmm. I'll meet you there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the TED Talk was an unbelievable opportunity. Actually, Jade and I have both given TED Talks now, and I've had the utmost respect for ideas that matter. And for me, what I wanted to focus on was simply that the talk was entitled "The Greatest Force Shaping the World That We Live In," and I believe deeply that the power of what people choose to purchase, where they choose to spend their dollars, absolutely shapes what's on the shelves. So if we don't want GMO food, for example, we have to stop buying it. It will vanish.
And nothing else.
That's right.
That's all.
Petitions, all these things, marches, they're good, great. Fine. But if you want the companies to stop making these products, you actually have to actively stop buying them and shift where you spend your dollars to companies or organizations that you actively know do good work with those dollars.
And ask questions. Part of his TED Talk that I really enjoyed was, he was like, next time you go to a shop, ask them, where was this made? Is it sustainable? Why wasn't it made in America? Are you using formaldehyde? You
know, this is one of the best.
Ask them, and everyone laughed. That's like the crazy thing to do, to
talk about why formaldehyde is so bad.
Well, formaldehyde is a great,
I have a blast with formaldehyde.
So a woman came into my shop and she said, you know, as she's browsing, she said, you know, your clothes don't have new clothes smell. And to be very honest with you, Gina, I had no idea what she meant. And so as soon as she left my shop, I went and looked on Google and I said, what is that new clothes smell? Is it a good thing or a bad thing? You know, because we've gone to all sustainable organic fabrics. And so I looked it up and I realized what happened was executives at companies started realizing that consumers were demanding wrinkle-free clothing. You could take it right out of the dryer. You don't have to go to the dry cleaners. You don't have to take out the ironing board. And so they said, they put their smartest minds and they said, how can we make clothing be able to come right out of the dryer? And well, the solution they came up with was, well, we'll just start applying formaldehyde and other chemicals to the outside of the clothing in post-production finishing. And what does formaldehyde do? Well, you'll probably know it has to do with dead bodies and preserving things that are dead, right?
Makes me want to throw up. Think of biology class, right. And you see those little frogs in there, and
right.
Like
frogs and sharks in your clothes.
Tell that people, and if you think it doesn't go on your skin, you're nuts,
right?
Because it does, and through your lungs, and
through your water when you do your laundry.
So that new clothes smell is formaldehyde off-gassing.
Thrilling, right?
Thrilling, absolutely thrilling. And so in our case, one of the effects of not having formaldehyde finishing our pieces is that our pieces will have a little bit more give, a little more stretch. So
they're not petrified.
They're not petrified,
they
right?
They breathe and move and expand.
And they're for living
people,
when
you wash
right?
them, they come back together, you know, but it has movement. And
they're so, not all for tall, thin blondes. I just had to throw that in, even though I'm sitting next to a beautiful one. They're for women who have real bodies.
Absolutely.
You know, too.
Well, we have stuff for across, you know, we've got the full range. And that's been one of the other pieces of the journey is, you know, I like to tailor people's experiences. And I really say, okay, what do I think would look fabulous on
and
you?
And he does. I mean, I have a project called The Beautiful Body Project where I'm empowering women as they are to feel
Which
beautiful.
We have to do another show about that because but I want to talk about
it. He does the same exact thing. He's like, girl, try this on. And they're like, no, no, no. And they go in and like, I kind of like this.
Well, here's another piece of getting away from the filthy fashion. If I feel someone needs a different size, and if I don't have that size, I won't sell them
he
the
won't.
Other piece.
He'll be like, no, I'm not. It's too big for you. I'm not going to sell it to you. No.
Or that doesn't look nice on you. That makes me feel so good when someone says that. They're telling me the truth.
It's saying because we're not here. I'm not commission-based salesman, right? This is my life. And my life is about people changing how they choose to consume things.
And you can feel and look beautiful. And then it's like a package deal of like, cool, I get to make a cool choice just by feeling beautiful in this dress. You
and
know?
I don't like, smell like formaldehyde, which is what I'm going to call the smell now. Oh, that has formaldehyde smell, not new clothes smell. That's another euphemism that make people feel comfortable. Oh, new clothes smell.
Right.
Okay, what about this? This is a tough question, and I know you can answer it, and I already have my own answer, so believe me, I'm not going to stump you on the show. But sometimes people say, well, it's more expensive, and I can't afford it.
Oh, totally. That happens all the time.
Which is what we tell ourselves. So come
Absolutely.
Around with that answer.
That's, okay.
That happens every day.
I love this one. Actually, it's
We
that,
did not script this.
No, I wanted to ask you. I love this question. Our stuff is what it costs to do things right. Everything else, in my opinion, from the fast fashion world is artificially inexpensive. Artificially, totally. I would use the word cheap. So if you can destroy the earth and if you can drive labor costs down and find 1,000 people who work in a building for pennies on the dollar for working very long hours in cramped quarters that would potentially be known as sweatshops, of course, you can make a piece that's $14. We've taken on costs that nobody wants to take on. In the fashion industry, it started with meal generation.
Because we are not fashionistas. That wasn't why we came in. This was like an opportunity to package a choice.
That's right. And so we took on U.S. labor as a cost. We took on sustainable fabrics as a cost. We went further. We shifted.
Happily.
We shifted all of our hangers. We started with wire and plastic like everybody else because we didn't know any better. And then I started looking into it. We throw out 8 billion wire hangers into landfills because they cost 2 to 5 pennies and nobody cares about them. You get them from the dry cleaners. You get a stack in your thing. They start cluttering your closet.
Our recycled hangers are really cool.
They are really cool.
We never throw out hangers in Mrs. Green's house. Believe me, Mr. Green is the uber recycler.
We started shipping pieces to people in Tyvek plastic in the very beginning, right? Which is tear-proof, waterproof, bulletproof, nuclear bomb-proof. It'll live in a landfill forever. And I said, how can I send somebody a beautiful bamboo blended with organic cotton dress in Tyvek plastic, right? Which is used to wrap your house from wind, right? And so we got on the hunt and we found a company called Eco and Clothes, and they make biodegradable recycled poly mailers with 2 adhesive strips.
You're so kidding.
And we do free return shipping so someone can use their bedroom like our dressing room. And so if they have to return a piece, they can just put it back in the same mailer that we shipped it to, use the second adhesive strip and send it back to us. So these are choices that go beyond. So when you look at the price on our rack, it's covering a whole new way of doing things in retail shopping. And one of the things that we're really excited about is we're going to be opening our flagship boutique on Congress Street next to the Rialto Theater. And I can finally...
How exciting
is
that?
It is so exciting. I can't tell you.
I mean,
we're
going to
build Jade a photography studio inside of it so that people can come feel beautiful through her work as a photographer and think about their choices in fashion differently. But really what I'm excited about, Gina, is that this will be... the retail shopping experience for clothing that I have never walked into, right? So you can have a whole set of ideas about the environment, about taking care of people, about reducing your impact.
And walk into store and there's like one little section for you, like here's your environmentally friendly US made section, 3 shirts.
So imagine the educational experience of Whole Foods meets the sort of modern experience of an Apple store. But people, even if they walk out without purchasing a single piece, they're going to be surrounded with a range of ideas about made in America, about sustainable fabrics, about the hunger problem in the US, and about reducing our impact on animals and formaldehyde and all these little things that are behind.
Planting the seeds, if nothing else.
And the thing that I want to say that I'll add is, because I've thought about this whole thing about more expensive quite a bit, is instead of going to one of the big box stores that are just awful to me, the ones that play really loud music so that you're insane and help your children purchase quickly so that you can just get out. So you might spend $85, let's just say that, and have 10 to 12 pieces of garbage, poorly made blood of children. I'm sorry that I can say that. Filthy fashion, maybe make you sick, okay? And or you can go to Fed by Threads and maybe buy 3 beautiful things that will last, that you can accessorize, that will look different. And we all have the budget.
Absolutely.
It's how we choose to spend the budget. It's the same as shopping at Whole Foods or Trader Joe's or Sprouts. They're more expensive. At what cost?
I'm not going to buy 5 shirts, but I'm going to buy 1. And I love it. And it's I've now been wearing our stuff for a couple of years, and it wears beautifully.
And I don't know why you two are saying you're not fashionistas. I mean, you walked in and I'm thinking they're jamming. They're like looking good as far as I'm concerned.
I got dressed up, fashion,
so I would look good.
But I never thought I would be somebody that could be producing fashion.
And before I came, I was in Taos with my grandchildren and I bought a shirt and I love it and it feels really good. And it was a locally owned store. I said, I only want to go to locally owned stores. Even when you go out of town, you don't like change your habits.
Yep.
Wonderful woman. And I was cutting the tag off of the shirt today so I could get dressed up for Alok and Jade. And it says 100% cotton. Made in Thailand.
You know,
I know better now.
That's right. And I'm, you know, a lot of people try to rope me into, you know, the drama of do I dislike China and all these things. Listen, my dad's from India. There's great craftsmen in all these places. We don't get into that. We've just opted to say there's great craftsmen in our country. And the only reason why other countries have received jobs is because people in this country started buying things that had that tag in it.
And there are people there trying to do the right thing.
Absolutely.
And in India and in China.
Very possible.
But let's start
we
can here.
We've got to lead by example,
right.
I truly believe.
And I want to get back to your last point, which is that I joke with people and say, I want to be your third shopping option. And people say to me, what? That's crazy. Most companies want to say, I want to be your first option, right? How can you advocate for being someone's third option? I say to them, it's simple. If you make your own clothing at home, I'm going to give you a hug. If you
I'm going to give him a hug,
if,
too.
If you upcycle items, I'm going to give you a hug.
Right.
But if you are going to buy a new piece, I want you stopping by my shop first. If I don't have anything for you, no problem. You go to any of the other shops and spend your money there. I can't stop you. But I want to be your strong third option behind making your own clothes, upcycling. But if you're buying new, I want you to come to Fed by Threads.
If you're looking for leggings, my girlfriends, that they're just say that's where you've got to go because you don't.
I live in them.
The leggings. I'm going to start living in them. I'm making this public promise.
And it's been really fun for me because I've always been a struggling artist, you know, living day to day, and my wardrobe has never been very, you know, definitely not ethical. And it's fun. Little by little, I'm seeing my wardrobe change, and it's really exciting. Like I can put it on, I'm like, wow, I have an entirely ethical, like, this is cool. And of course, again, it's not perfect. There's still things that need to be tweaked. And yet looking in my closet, it feels good. It really
feels good. You
can shift
the planet that way. Little by little. Right direction.
And I want to come back to your point about price. So take, for example, we have printed T-shirts that have locally grown. It's one of our most famous. We had a Legalized Love about marriage equality that was incredibly popular.
And a Rumi poem.
And a Rumi poem, which is where we started. So I want to be really specific here. Those cost $25 in our shop. You feed 12 meals. You support U.S. labor. You reduce your impact on the environment. And there's no animals in them. Now, that same...
And they're printed locally
And they're
Tucson.
Printed locally. So... That same T-shirts that I've seen at stores that I shopped at for most of my adult life will be $28 to $29 with none of those benefits. They'll be made overseas. They will be made of conventional cotton that destroyed the earth. And there will be no humanitarian impact. So actually, in some cases, our pieces are less expensive. So I really emphasize this to people. We only have two pieces in the entire shop that crack $100. Okay, people go to these other stores, and I'm not knocking them. That's their right to sell those things, but they easily will spend the same prices, not more expensive, the same prices as what our pieces are pegged at. And
I have daughters that are fashionistas, believe me. And a $25 ticket item for a T-shirt,
that's right.
Nothing.
That's right.
They live. Two of them live in L.A. My daughter Rachel has two children and lives in Taos, but she would not hesitate, and she would only buy organic, fair trade, all of those things. So the three of them, and they're going to be here at Christmas. So shopping opportunity.
And we just crossed 83,194 meals generated through the food banks across the country.
Gosh.
And it's because it started, our people have been watching us where it started at 400 meals. And we have a sign, you know, where we
were so excited. 400 meals.
400 meals. That was our first goal. Was 400 meals. We thought we could put our head down at night.
83,000.
83,000. And our goal for 3 years was 100,000. We're almost about to crack through that. And part of how we do that, which is really exciting, is that we ethical custom print for organizations like Ben's Bells, Yoga Oasis, Tucson Yoga. We just did
Healthy U Network,
who are huge, huge
we
partners.
Love Healthy U Network.
Huge partners of ours.
We've done their shirts.
We've done three different pieces for them. And we just did a vegan bakery in San Diego. We're doing an organic restaurant in Chicago's custom teas. We're doing a third generation family owned seed company in Minnesota.
And people would laugh at us because doing these jobs is not what a normal business person would do. You know, we're doing them because we want our product out there.
Right.
We want our meal count to go up. We want all these alternative things besides money.
And I don't want people doing the throwaway sweatshop shirt anymore.
Right.
So
right.
Even if sometimes we're breaking even or really not making much on these, it's getting people to change and say, hey, does your project represent quality? Then why are you going to do a sweatshop print job?
You keep showing up every day.
We're basically the only organic, made in America, custom print option.
We just printed the Hunger Walk for the food bank, and people were putting them on organic cotton, and they just were so like, oh, this is so nice and soft.
I got my tailors and my print team to shrink down, tighten our belts. I said, we have a chance to do 2,000 pieces for the food bank. It'd be the first time the food bank's doing made in America and sustainable, our premium, our best cotton. Not the throwaway, single use, who cares, it's going to fade in a month, tea that most people do. So that's a huge part of what we do, and that's helping our meal number climb.
Okay, so I have to ask you something. If a piece of clothing says organic and it doesn't have all the other pieces, can they still put formaldehyde on it for the new clothing item? Do you know that? Because that's hard.
Most companies that are going to do the formaldehyde approach are not going to opt for sustainable fabrics.
No. Okay.
Right.
So it's going to be some. Yeah.
And generally speaking,
we used to call it Dacron polyester. Nobody mm-hmm. uses that anymore.
Right. and actually, to be really clear, we focus on GOTS certified, which is the top certification within the world of organic cotton. There's a few other certifications, but GOTS GOTS certified cotton, which I really ask people to look for, even
and
if you're
low impact dyes.
Low impact dyes,
low
but
impact
that
dyes.
GOTS certification is really seed to product. It's saying this is the best certification.
So. And you don't have to worry about it then. That's how I feel about EcoBella. I don't have to check where they're getting anything. So we have to, I hate to say we have to take another break because I love our sponsors and everybody gets an opportunity to hear about them.
Yes.
It's just that you guys have so much more to share as far as I'm concerned. So in studio with me today with just a great time flying interview, Alok Apadurai and Jade Beal from Fed by Threads, a company committed to the highest ethical standards when it comes to organic fair trade clothing. Stay here with me. Lots more to cover when we get back.
Join us for a new Mrs. Green's World episode every Saturday at 12 noon Arizona time at MrsGreensWorld.com. All of our past shows are available as on-demand podcasts at MrsGreensWorld.com. Listen on your computer or mobile device. Connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram. Mrs. Green's World is a proud member of the Dream Vision 7 and Glimmerglass Radio Networks. If you have questions about the show, write to us at info@MrsGreensWorld.com. We'd love to hear from you. More Mrs. Green's World, next.
Hi there, this is Mrs. Green. The 2013 VW Jetta TDI is the sedan people love to love. It comes with a zippy turbocharged diesel engine that's 90% cleaner burning than previous diesel engines, and it goes farther on a tank of gas than a Toyota Prius. Chapman Volkswagen has a great selection of Jetta TDIs, so choose yours today at ChapmanTucson.com or in person at 4646 East 22nd Street in Tucson.
Habitat for Humanity's Habit Store is changing the world. By selling new and used building and home improvement materials to the public, the Habit Store is diverting more than 250 tons from the landfill each year. To donate, call 520-889-7200. Stop by and shop today. The Habit Store is located at 935 West Grant Road. Proceeds from all the sales go to Habitat for Humanity Tucson. For more information, go to HabitatTucson.org or call 520-889-7200.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we don't tell you what to think. We just want you to. And the girls and boys are back in town. The men and women, we are back in town and we're rocking it. We're having a great time in studio with me today on this wonderfully blessed rainy day in Tucson. In Tucson, everybody gets happy when there's a rainy day. It's nobody
so
sad
happy.
Say, oh, it's going to rain again. Everybody wakes up and says, it's raining. So it's such an unusual happening. Jade Beal and Alok Apadurai are with me, Fed by Threads. And let's start right now at the beginning. Tell your website. We'll definitely get it in again because this is an international audience that hears Mrs. Green's World all over the country and all over the world. So tell us.
It's great.
It's really not a hard website.
People can find us at www.fedbythreads.com. That's FEDBYTHREADS. And at facebook.com/fedbythreads, as well as instagram.com/fedbythreads.
I just read something on Instagram. The numbers and how it's growing are way shocking. I mean, it's growing at another social media that I happen to love, and I will put stuff on Instagram when I come down there. It's a lot of fun. Okay. Let's talk about when someone doesn't have, this is really not a curveball because I really don't do that. Every piece of clothing that I need, I cannot buy there.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So when you can't, what is the wisdom that you share with people? I don't like to say telling them what to do, but
what
do you do?
That's a great question.
This is such a fabulous question. I can give you, so I had to give my TED talk 2 nights ago and I only have one pair of pants. Okay. And I had a bit of a challenge with them.
That might be too much information.
That's
but
right.
I like it.
I bought them, actually, they're American made, but I bought them in Taos when we were there
right.
a few years ago.
And you know, I needed to give this big TED talk and all of a sudden, you know, we don't make men's pants. What am I going to do? right? Exactly your question. And I wanted, I guess I said, well, I'm going to have a new pair of jeans, but where am I going to go? I've got one place. I've got one option, all of Tucson. It's friends of mine who run a company called Too Strong USA. They happen to run a tiny little boutique out of one of their, you know, apartments, essentially. And I called them and I said, hey, guys, I need a pair of pants for tonight. They only do Made in America. They're an awesome, awesome little outfit. And they have a company out of San Francisco called Taylor Stitch. And they were actually in San Francisco. You know what they did? This is a new way of doing business. They called a friend. They said, hey, can you drive half an hour, go open the shop for Alok because we need to get him a pair of pants because he has nowhere else to go. And so
that's walking the walk.
That's it.
I'm telling you, like, wait, where's my bell? I don't do this very well. I'm like, you get a bell. I'm serious.
And, you know, they were too long. I folded them up and under. I'm wearing them right
that's
now.
Very high
and
chic
I went
fashion,
and rocked
actually.
My TED Talk that night. And, you know, but part of that is that making the effort and saying, you know, where can we go? And that's a great question. So we sell on a platform called Roost, which is Amazon.com for ethical, sustainable brands. When we first started on there, there's about 80 of us that were thinking differently about business as a vehicle for social, environmental, and ethical change. It's roost.com. And now there's 250 projects. So there are places where we don't ask people to just support Fed by Threads. We ask people because, you know, otherwise it sounds like one big Fed by Threads plug. And we are very proud of what we do, but we don't sell everything.
But it takes a community to make a change.
And I don't feel like that coming from you guys at all. You're about living consciously mm-hmm. and deciding what you're buying with intention.
Hey,
I mean,
absolutely.
It's really, you don't feel like that at all.
And
me.
It's allowed us to swim in a pond. We have great friends.
We meet some pretty cool people.
and our meetings, they're not about competition. It's like, oh, what do? You make awesome American-made denim. Oh my gosh, can we collaborate? Can we team up? Can we do something together? Can I advocate for you?
It's
can I talk
paradigm.
To you about you? It is.
It's
you meet Healthy You Network. Oh, let's do a fashion show together.
That's
like,
right.
You know, it's yeah.
Well, do you think I'm going to have Mrs. Green t-shirts made anywhere else?
Hello.
When time comes,
hello.
I don't have any. And we had them made once. And it's like, they were ugly and we're not ever doing it again. So you go.
And so that's part of it is saying, you know, once people start, and the key is start asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
Start asking, and maybe some of those questions aren't super comfortable, right? Because you have to look at some of your own choices and think a little differently. I mean, you know, do I have one belt? I do have one belt, and it's a leather belt that I've had for a long time. I've had it for over 10 years. I don't need a new belt. Do I look at it and say, wow, that's part of a past set of choices I made where I really didn't know any better?
We live with that too.
That's right.
That. I mean, what are you going to do? Keep it and then know
yes.
better and do better the next
time. That's right. And actually not live under a huge cloud of guilt.
Right.
I actually want to say, hey, all I can do is change my choices starting now.
Right.
So,
right.
And what we talk about in our house is that it starts maybe with your fashion, right? So you maybe start thinking about reducing your impact, targeting your dollars to support jobs in this country and all this. But then how do you think about where you buy your food?
Mm-hmm.
And what transportation and all these things? Do I ride my bike a little more? So they're all connected. And so once you get on this hunt, there are plenty of places now online primarily. And there are just great companies out there that are just rocking the boat.
And we have to support them. And that's all we have to do. One of the things that there is a disconnect for me at times, and I struggle with it because I agree with you. You take a step into the journey of intentionality mm-hmm. and living consciously. And there really isn't any going back. It's a fun, exciting journey. It's a painful journey at times. There is
Definitely.
A little guilt at times. It isn't as easy. But there are things like what I'm struggling with, and maybe you guys can help me. This is one of those tangents I warned
great.
You about. So to me, you know, I gave you both a Mrs. Green reusable bag. What is it that I can do when I see people, even in my own family, mm-hmm. like not my immediate family, walk into my house with a plastic bottle?
Mm-hmm.
Like it depends on who it is, but mostly I'm like, dude, you're kidding me, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're in Mrs. Green's house and you're walking in there with a plastic bottle. So I can do that. But spreading your message,
right.
You know, I started out in a fun, informative way. Well, now I want it to be a fun and intentional way
mm-hmm.
because some of it really isn't funny.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's part of it true. I've realized is that, you know, you have to, I have to sense, okay, what's going to reach this person?
Right.
Okay. I've got a friend in the Midwest. He calls me up. He's a very simple, he and his family, that he'll say to me, look, I'm simple folk. I've known him 25 years. He's got three kids. They drink soda, all these things, right? And he called me up once and he said, hey, I don't think I'm going to be making, you know, the wholesale kit and caboodle change, but, you know, do you think you can give me a couple little pointers?
Right, right. And then
and
they're
so
open to it.
I just said, what do I think are the easiest changes that he's going to be able to just say yes to, right? And the other part of it is thinking of that these changes actually can be really fun. What
they
seem
really
like
can
sacrifice.
Be fun.
See, that's why I really like to shift that. It's not a sacrifice. You know, people say, oh, I have to give up all these things. Oh my gosh, it's so the opposite, right? You just start realizing.
But you get to bring out your reusable bag and you get to fill up your reusable bottle and
yes.
You get to have your recycling bin not even have a lot because you're reusing things first.
Yeah.
It's great.
And you get you get boatloads of respect from people that are really awesome.
By just doing it.
That's what, it.
Yeah, I show up mostly by example, but there are times when I do want to say,
yeah,
really?
Absolutely.
Let me give one that Jade gave me. This was so, it just changed my life. I never knew how to compost. Now, Jade used to work on a biodynamic farm, and she just had so much more experience, and I thought it was this incredibly impossible thing that I would never do. And then she brought that into my life, right? And now we barely ever have to take the garbage can to the curb, and now we're getting the richest, fertile soil.
That's growing our chard and our kale.
That grows our chard and our kale. And we're getting it for free by simply diverting food waste into compost.
But, you know, I also, a lot of people feel uncomfortable around us. Oh, I'm wearing a
they're like, oh, well, we don't want you to see this. And I don't want
I'm not perfect.
To do that.
And I'm like, actually, you are perfect. And we all have these amazing power to have choices. And let's talk about it.
I know. I feel that. Please don't do that.
Yeah.
So I say to people, please don't do that because I'm not judging you. I'm living my life.
Yes.
And it's all good.
Well,
absolutely.
One element of that is that, you know, every piece of clothing at Fed by Threads will say vegan materials, vegan fashion, right?
Tell people what that
okay.
means.
Okay, and so people will say, what is this vegan fashion thing, right?
I'm
not a vegan. You know, what is this?
I'm so glad you brought that around.
I thought that has to do with food. What's this vegan fashion?
I'm not going to eat my shirt.
Right, you know, and I'm like, okay, I'm like, it's very simple.
When you're starving, you can eat it.
That's right, right. You know, they look at you funny, right? And we're like, no, vegan fashion just simply means there's no animal products here, you know? And so people, you know, it opens really amazing dialogues because what the most fun rib people love to jab at me about that and say, well, come on, why don't you just slip in a little wool, right? You're not killing the animal, right?
Wool is cozy and yummy and delicious
for sure. Wool. Why don't you have some wool? You could just have some wool gloves in the winter, right? And I said, no, we don't roll like that. And there's plenty of places you can buy wool. But I say to them, do you have 5 minutes? Because I could ruin your day. You want to talk about wool? Right?
If I had my own sheep and sheared it and made you the gloves, that'd be one thing. But,
you know, you think that is just, you know, there's a farmer running around some bucolic field with a sheep that has an overgrown hairdo. And they just need a little shear, right? A little trim.
And in some cases, that does happen. Absolutely.
And that some cases she's describing is such a fraction of the $30 billion global wool industry. Mm-hmm. And the truth of the matter is that sheep are manufactured to produce wool. It's not that there's some sheep that need to be sheared. And I say, well, if you want to get into it, there's insects that burrow into the folds of, and particularly merino wool that comes out of Arizona, out of Australia, which and New Zealand, which is the bulk of the high quality wool product. And oh, well, those insects burrow in, and well, to get rid of those insects, they just cut the flesh off with no anesthetic. And so, oh, well, what about silk? Why don't you carry silk? It's just worms. Okay, well, worms. Well, raise your hand if you like butterflies.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Okay.
Connecting.
So silkworms, they go through what's called a metamorphosis. It's a beautiful thing that nature has created where a worm will convert into a beautiful winged insect right now. So if I said to you, hey, here's a free pound of silk, right? But I got this bag of 3,000 silkworms. You just got to stomp on them to death. You just got to gas them. Do something. Go ahead. Do you want to do that?
Enjoy your shirt.
Here's the silk, right? As soon as you make sure.
But no problem.
All
no
those
problem.
Are dead. You can have the silk, right? And we smile and look at me. And they're like,
but
oh,
also,
I get it.
The learning, the path of learning, I've always loved down comforters.
Right?
And then one day I was like, how do you get down?
Oh, no. I'm sorry you ever brought that up.
Oh, how many birds? How many birds, JD? Oh. It's 75 birds per down comforter, right? So, and they are plucked for their entire existence and they die, right? So we have this idea that the feathers just kind of fall off the birds and we're like collecting them with a broom. No, they are mass produced for plucking.
That one's been really hard for me.
I know, that's a tough one, right? I mean, so, and here's the upside. There are totally usable alternatives that are no sacrifice to your quality of life. You will be warm at night. You will not be cold at night. And take silk, for example. We have a fabric made out of repurposed wood pulp, and we call it vegan silk. It's our thinnest fabric. It's our most expensive as well.
It feels like butter. It's beautiful. It's just
so that you do not need silk to exist as a human. I mean, call me crazy. And for those people who want those items, leather, feathers, down, silk, wool, fur, there are other places you can buy them. We are not preventing any store from selling those things.
Also, ethical animal product. I mean, that does exist.
Sure. And there are friends of ours who are in that world. We want integrity to the best of our ability. And where that is, Gina, is people can trust that we've maximized U.S. labor to the best of our family's ability in each piece. We've reduced carbon footprint as much as our family's resources could do. And we've reduced our impact on animals as much as we can do. And we've jacked up our taking care of the needy. We still believe there are people in this country who want to take care of other people in this country. It's a, it's an old, old idea that you don't look down on the needy. You lend them a helping hand.
And raise everybody up.
And that's part of something I really want to get to, because
especially feeding. Is there something about feeding somebody?
Nurturing people.
It's kind of basic. It doesn't matter what they do or who they are. I want to feed
so
them
many
if they're
millions
hungry.
Of us take for granted.
And I want to get that we're right now in a political climate in this country. No, I don't touch politics too much, but we're in a political climate which has made people who might need some help from the collective seem like leeches. They're lazy. They're not hardworking. The fact of the matter is people who receive food from food banks are often employed. Mm-hmm. They're barely making it. Single mothers trying to get out of it. The elderly, veterans. So are you really going to knock these people that have worked their butts off for our country, who have defended our country, who might have been teachers at one point? And so we still come from that belief of, you don't look down. That's why we feed 12 meals to hungry Americans per piece. We said this is going to be a Made in America project. We're going to feed Americans, and we're going to take care of the environment here to the best of our ability.
The marginally employed and the poor and so many children. So I know that we're going to get the sign soon. I want to talk about Black Friday, because I hope a lot of people are listening, and I wrote my newsletter, which I thought was really great. They're divinely inspired, so it's not like this big ego boost. There's no Black Friday for Mrs. Green, and I very much encouraged people to shop. And I didn't say Fed by Threads. We're saying it now on the air.
Sure.
We'll tweet about it. We'll give local choices. We'll hashtag Tucson on our Twitter. There's Fed by Threads. There are all the wonderful Goodwills and Bookmans. Mm-hmm. There are other stores. Chrismac.
That's right.
I love Chrismac. Mm-hmm. The kids store that's on Swan. Mm. I mean, that are locally owned. And restaurants. You don't ever have to eat in a non-locally owned restaurant. What other thoughts can you share?
Gina, let's talk about something. There's a really, really simple math here, right? It's not about government. It's not about corporations. Okay. The simple math is this. If you want jobs somewhere, you got to buy stuff made by people that provide jobs somewhere. I mean, that's just it. So if we want a thriving, robust local economy, which most of us for people that own homes, we don't own a home, but real estate values go up when the economy is strong.
Schools can get repaired. We can give more money to our teachers.
So
local economy.
Find out, are there restaurants, all these places that
farmers markets have jams and local honey.
Oh my gosh, I got so many presents for our team from the farmers markets. Mm-hmm. I go to Vervey. They're locally owned, mm-hmm. and they have Aveda products, which are not produced locally, but mm-hmm. I don't have to feel guilty mm-hmm. about them.
It's a good company. And I want to say, in terms of Black Friday for us, they're all the same day. The people that hook into Fed by Threads, they check in once every 6-7 weeks, see if we got something for them. So whether it's Black Friday, Cyber Monday, I mean, yes, do I want people coming during the holiday season? It's a great season
for us.
And
we will have fun.
We'll have an absolute blast, and we're going to have some sales and all of that. But really, I got the long-term picture, and I want people that hook into what we're doing, not just for one season.
And we want more people to come through your front door. And when you're next to the Rialto downtown, I'm just going to say this. I'm your new business advisor.
Please. Kidding.
But be open some nights when there's things rocking.
Because I'm down there shopping with my girlfriend.
You will see Fed by
Threads. And the husbands can go have, you know, a little club soda at the Hub or something.
That's right.
Downtown Tucson is rocking, and we're so excited.
Congress Street is happening. Amazing.
You guys, you can tell that I had a blast because of the goodness that you do, and I get to be a part of sharing it. Thank you so much. Next week, I am so happy to say it's a best of Mrs. Green because Mrs. Green will be Thanksgiving-ing with her family in L.A., two of my girls. Anyway, everyone have a happy, safe, blessed, and consciously lived, healthy Thanksgiving. Support local. And it's Steve Ritz, the Green Bronx Machine, who is my buddy, changing the South Bronx through edible communities. Make it a great green week. And thanks for being a part of my world.